Thank you very much, Chairman Hood, members of the committee. For the record, Jeff Bradley from Wolfboro. I am here to introduce an amendment to Senate Bill 52, which I'll get to in a moment. It's 462. I believe that Ms. Duncan has it. But let me try to respond to some of the testimony that you have heard so far. For the second time in a week, I am discussing should, shall, and may with the Attorney General. And I would urge the committee to retain in Section 1 of the bill the presumption of may. I think that what we have seen since Senate Bill 500 has been implemented, while some people would call it headlines, there are those of us who would believe it is an impact on public safety. And we know, as the Attorney General just indicated, that the folks that are in that window of maxing out between the 9 months are some of the more difficult cases. And Mr. Eckert of the Parole Board, I'm sure if he testifies, would be the first to say that. And so I believe, as one of the sponsors of the bill, that we should not change the presumption of the possibility of release from may to should. We should leave the ultimate discretion to the parole board. We clearly allow a release within that 9-month window, but it has to be appropriate. We have to make sure that we protect the public safety. The Attorney General and the supporters of Senate Bill 500 make a good case that at the end of one's maximum sentence, they can walk without any supervision. But at the same time, in that 9-month window, we have to be sure that the early release is sufficiently protecting the public. And I think that there were enough examples during the period from October 1st until now that would give one pause. I would also urge in the next provisions of the bill, where we talk about the 90-day parole violation, that we again maintain the discretion for the parole board. My understanding is that other states that have gone down this road that we did with Senate Bill 500, and the national experts that come in that have helped states make these kind of reforms, that many of those other states allow the kind of discretion for parole boards that we envision here, that we are one of the few states that basically took that discretion away from the parole board. This reestablishes that discretion from the very people who are in the business, if you will, if you can call it a business, of managing the most troubled of those that are behind bars. And lastly, and I hope that the committee will do this because the Department of Corrections personnel are going to testify, they weren't ready on October 1st by their own admission. I think I recall the day that we came back to vote on in last fall's special session some of these reforms. It was either the day of the special session or maybe the Sunday before, the banner of the union leader, Department of Corrections not ready. You need to ask them, Mr. Chairman, and members of the committee, are they ready today? Because if they're not, then that points to clearly where we should go with Senate Bill 52. All sorts of supervisory programs, treatment programs, et cetera, were supposed to be in place on day one. They weren't. Here we are on February 24th, 5 months later. Are they in place? I mean, I see my good friend and Carroll County Sheriff, Mr. Conley, who is here, and he had brought to my attention last fall that there are three corrections officers, probation officers in my county of Carroll County, which is rural and fairly good size, with one car. I don't know how, as you pointed out, Sheriff, you can do the appropriate supervisory functions when you are not ready. And that was a classic example of not being ready. Make sure the Department of Corrections is ready. And lastly, let me introduce the amendment on Senate Bill 52. One of the provisions allows for administrative supervision of the higher tier prisoners, if you will, felonies listed as tier two or tier three. In essence, in plain English, those are the most difficult cases. I would suggest that this amendment should be put in Senate Bill 52 to ensure that administrative detention is not used for those cases. And I would thank the committee for your indulgence.